This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Corrie ten Boom, when she was in Holland, before she went to the concentration camp, got word through the Dutch underground that German troops were planning to raid an orphanage. An orphanage that had 18 babies and toddlers. Parents had been killed, and there were 18 infants and toddlers at this orphanage, and the word going out around the underground, the Germans were planning to raid it and just put it on the line. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. They planned to kill those children. You know, I had trouble believing those kinds of things, but let me tell you, when you read the history of World War II, you watch the PBS special that was on about the war, and you realize the brutality was just indescribable. The brutality was just indescribable. And she got the word they're going to kill those children, infants and toddlers. So Corrie ten Boom gathered together, why she did this, probably at the hand of God, she gathered together 30 teenage boys, 15, 16, 17 years of age, who were a part of the Dutch underground. And she met with them in a room, secret meeting. She said, boys, this orphanage is going to be raided by German troops. I want you to help me rescue them. And then she told them this. She said, I don't want you to tell me what you're going to do. I don't want to know what your plans are. I don't know what your strategy is going to be, because if I'm arrested, I don't want to be tortured into telling what you're going to do. So it was really, and it's hard to believe those kinds of things went on. So there was a group of 30 teenage boys, 15 to 17. She gave the assignment. She left. Those 30 teenage boys were able to get 30 German uniforms. And these 30 teenage boys, dressed up as German soldiers, go marching up to the orphanage and demand, as German soldiers, demand the babies. Give us the babies. And the people at the orphanage handed them over. And they marched back to some place and gave those babies to Corrie ten Boom and some of the people that assisted her. And then Corrie ten Boom and others would go to private homes, and they'd go to a family and say, they're going to kill this baby. Would you take this child and raise this child? And one by one, Corrie ten Boom placed 18 babies and toddlers with 18 families in Amsterdam. Some 15 or 16 years later, in the United States, Corrie ten Boom is speaking at a church, late 50s, early 60s. And an elderly couple comes up to Corrie and said, Corrie, we want you to meet our son, Martin. And standing behind them is 15 or 16-year-old young man, one of the babies that she saved. Can you imagine the emotion of that moment when Corrie ten Boom meets this 15 or 16-year-old boy, realizing that she was instrumental in saving his life? We want you to meet our son, Martin. Now, here's my point in telling that story. How did it happen that a woman named Corrie ten Boom was able to get 30 teenage boys to impersonate German soldiers, go up to an orphanage, seize those children, and then bring them back to her so she could place them in 18 different homes? How did all of that happen? Listen carefully. She decided to do it. Would you listen to that again? She decided to do it. She made a choice. Everything in life is the result of a decision or a choice. I'm asking you today to decide to choose to follow the Lord God Almighty. The choice is the same as it was 3,000 years ago when Joshua said, choose this day. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. And then one of the most beautiful sentences in all of the Bible that you ought to put up on the refrigerator, and so should I. But it's for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.